Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm kind of hoping to bet UNC live at some point because it was minus 25 and a half before the game started. But I mean, Wagner's not beating North Carolina just by how much.
Yeah.
It's down to 22 and a half right now. So Wagner must be making a little bit of a run. So now it's North Carolina minus 22 and a half. If I can get this down under 20, now it's up to 24 and a half. So obviously it'll go back and forth. Did you bet this game at all, Solana?
I didn't, and I wanted to bet Wagner plus the points, but you kind of talked me out of it.
Well, Hawk, you can get him at plus 24 and a half right now.
Yeah, but that point is a big difference, man. I don't know.
Well, now it's down to 23 and a half.
So. I'm on the same app. What we got? when you lock in, I'm locked in.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. You got hockey and Sunrise tonight. Doug Plagans is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We will talk some Panthers and Predators with him, and then you can hear the game tonight right here on 560 WQAM. A lot going on in the world of local sports. I'm going to keep my eye open on the Odell Beckham Jr. story with the Dolphins because there does seem to be mutual interest. Yeah. And I had read someone tweet out along the lines, one of the reporters, that they would love to get a deal done today. So we'll have to see what happens with that. I don't know what the Dolphins are offering, though. I mean, the Dolphins, I don't know if they're looking for a vet minimum deal, and Odell Beckham is looking for, no, I'm not a vet minimum guy. Like,
that's where it's going to come
from. I'm not getting 20, but I'm not a vet minimum guy. So
how does Odell value himself?
Right. That's well, and how is he valued around the league?
And that's the thing. Like he was not dominant with the Ravens. He disappeared for three quarters in that playoff game they lost. Is it scheme? They schemed Odell out of the game plan for Zay Flowers. Like, I watched that whole game, and Odell was not – I wouldn't say he was open all the time either.
Right. I mean, he's not the old Odell, but no. I don't think he's washed either.
No, a number three?
Yeah.
He's a hell of a number three.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And FAU to the Natty. Book it.
Wow. Book it. I am betting FAU tomorrow, though, because Rob Pizzola and Lee Sterling both like FAU. In fact, I want to put that in before I think it gets too high. And I know it was 2.5. I just want to look and see if it still is. Because they play at 12:15 tomorrow. Oh, it's up to 3.5. See, I don't want to wait much longer.
I got him in my parlay.
Yeah.
Creighton, Drake, FAU.
Hey, North Carolina's at 25.5 now again, Solana. That's where it started. So if you want Wagner plus 25.5, you can grab it.
I put it in at 24.5 because I'm a loser, and I should have waited two more minutes.
You put it in at 24.5?
I did. I put it
you
in at
You said you were waiting till it got to 25.5.
I know, but it got to 24.5 plus 105, and I put it in, and then I looked up. They're down 8, and now I'm pooping myself. Crowder, remember when you said you were lending some friends some money? Let's talk later.
Yeah, I'm all tapped out.
How many spices you want? How much for just one Crowder powder?
$8.52, baby. I got it for you.
You see this news today? This is big for our show, I think. ESPN Masters coverage adds Laura Rutledge and Jeff Darlington.
Really?
Jeff Darlington. Now, isn't he the person who vouches for your hole-in-one?
Yep, 181, nighttime golf.
Well, he is part of the Masters coverage on ESPN now. So
he can golf now.
We'll have to have him on because, you know, I'm always fascinated by the Masters and what goes on. We talked about Jon Rahm's Masters Champions dinner, his menu, the other day. But Jeff Darlington is now part of ESPN's Masters coverage. Kind of cool.
Won't turn down no checks.
Let's you get to spend a few days at Augusta National, and that might be our in, by the way.
Oh,
you know,
that's on that course.
Well, maybe just to play around.
We're too loud to play around.
I mean, like play around, ARUND, like me, because I don't golf.
Just okay.
Yeah, play around.
Yes,
you can play around.
I was gonna say, Hawk. I don't know if you want to start off at Augusta. You might want to warm up somewhere.
Perhaps Topgolf would be more your speed.
Play around. What?
In prison, I am the pull apart bread. Today's National French Bread Day. So I always see a French bread, like if you're at Publix or whatever, you see a French bread,
yes,
and it always looks good. And you're like, oh, in the paper and like, you know, just to gnaw off a little bit of it. If you ever buy it, though, it just goes to waste, doesn't it?
You're never going to eat the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Like the notion of buying the French bread and eating the French bread. But I don't think you could ever really utilize the entire loaf.
The whole family has to eat it.
Right. Like it would have to be a certain night where everyone wants bread.
Yes.
You look quizzical, Solana.
Yeah, because there aren't many greater pleasures in life than taking home a fresh baguette, you know? I mean, and then
right,
even
but if you don't eat that bread within 3 hours, it is hard as a rock.
No, this is not Cuban bread, brother. I mean, the French baguette will maintain its freshness for at least, you know, a good 48-hour period. And then even after that, even once it gets hard, you cut it up, you throw it into the toaster, and it's back to just being perfect. I think you guys are way off.
Not
on
so
this
certain
French
because
bread.
You have to. For me, French bread has to be in the paper, and so you know, other bread you put it in the plastic and you can keep its freshness. You know, you transfer it to a Ziploc. Can't do that with French bread because it only tastes good if you hear the paper rustling. You know, underneath it.
Yeah,
and that's why it dries out because it doesn't hold the moisture in.
Correct. Anyway. Sidetrack there for a second. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with our friend Alejandro Solana.
I love a good baguette. I mean, it's
I know you do.
So delicious.
He wants us to bite on this.
I know. I mean, it's just sometimes you got to move to a different fishing spot when there's no bites.
I love a baguette.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Regarding Odell Beckham Jr., I know we touched on it a few minutes ago. Last year with Baltimore, he caught 35 passes for 565 yards. Those are okay numbers. But to me, the 16.1 average per catch, 16.1 yards average per catch, is the important figure there. Because when you think of Tyreek and Waddle and what they're doing on the outside, if you can have Odell Beckham catching those intermediate routes. That's what the Dolphins were lacking for a better part of last season.
I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with that. That's the exact target that you're looking for. So
we thought Berrios was going to be that guy.
Correct.
And he
he's going to be back, by the way. Like, yeah. They've got guys coming back. You mentioned River Craycraft. They announced his signing today. Yeah. So, but I just think OBJ would add something. Again, now you know I like the glitz and glamour of the big names, and I always get sucked up into that. But like I said, until he would show me that he's completely toast, I'm in on it.
OBJ getting one-on-ones all game. What can you do? And you'll know, you don't even need that. Well, I know in camp if he can win the one-on-ones against our corners we have. We got some good DBs. Nick Needham's coming back. We signed Fuller. We got Ramsey out there. So they'll know in camp if he still got it.
Somebody texts in, Crowder, if I buy a Crowder Powder T-shirt on the website, can I get it signed?
Yes. Maybe leave it in the notes. I don't really know how this works.
Well, if he puts in the notes, I would like this T-shirt signed.
Yes, I'll sign it.
That's not an upcharge?
No, I got you.
All right. Well, what if everybody starts doing that?
I got my POS system right here.
CrowderPowder.com. It's live, everybody.
Go, baby. Go
live.
See, I'm checking it out. Oh, website not secure. Nah, I'm just kidding. Oh,
strange. It takes me to some North Korean web address here.
Spice up the game. Spice up the game.
Hey, see a website?
Join the fam. Should have thrown an O on there. Join the fam. Oh. Crowder Powder collectible cup for just $3. Hey.
Right.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Well, it's a measuring cup. It's not a collectible
cup.
Oh,
we got a cup, too.
Oh, you do?
We got a cup. We got measuring. We have measuring cups. We have we have bottle openers. We have koozies.
Crowder.
My dumb tail bought 1,000 lighters. You're not allowed to ship them because it's hazardous. So I'm just sitting on 1,000 lighters.
Those got to come out of the trunk. Those come out of the trunk. Special deal on the lighters.
They were like, did you not know you can't ship a lighter? I was like, man, come on, man.
Now, do I accept these cookies on CrowderPowder.com? Who are you selling my info
to? Yeah, cookies are $3, though.
Yeah, them cookies are different, though. Cookies 13. Sleep good.
All right, guys. So yesterday, the Miami Heat, they did beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 107-104. Terry Rozier and Jimmy Butler won the game down the stretch. Terry, 10 points in the final minute, 40. Jimmy Butler hit a clutch shot. He had 30 points in his return back. Bam Adebayo ended up not playing, but seems like it was just from his words were that it was just a maintenance situation for him. Looks like he'll be back tomorrow. The Miami Heat are in the seventh spot, half game back of the Pelicans for the sixth seed. 9 of their 13 remaining games will be on their home floor at the Kaseya Center.
All right.
That out of Terry last night was what my criticism is of our roster. Like 10 points in a minute and four. Give me the ball. Give me the ball, right? Just give me the ball.
Well, one was a 4-point play. But I'll tell you what I did see out of that was what I don't think you can get from Kyle Lowry. So that was kind of fun to watch that, you know.
Where the scheme, this, that, the pick and roll and the top of the key and all that. No. Give me the ball and let me go score some points. That's what I always say. And that's what I say about Jimmy, too, who played well. But that seeing that is encouraging for the stretch run of this season.
Yep.
He's a hooper.
Oh, yeah.
Because, no, I mean, there's basketball players. And then there's hoopers. Terry's a hooper.
All right. What's Patty Mills?
Australian.
I think Patty Mills took 17,000 shots in yesterday's first quarter
alone. Remember I goofed yesterday? I was just goofing around. I'm like, this is the kind of night where Patty Mills might get 30 minutes. Hey, you'd have been lucky if he only got 30 minutes.
Tapping himself out. Gotta go.
The Miami Heat do play the New Orleans Pelicans. Tomorrow, Zion Williamson will be in town.
All right. Give me a little Zion over. Let me get a Heat first bucket, last bucket. I mean, I got plans for tomorrow, man.
Don't waste your money on Zion.
I got plans.
Heat a half game back of the Pacers, by the way, not the Pelicans. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for all of those very friendly text messages.
Very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Los Gatos are in action, which is why you two are at the Amerant Bank Arena. They host Nashville tonight, 7:30 p.m. puck drop.
All right, you'll hear the game here. Doug Plagans will be on the call. He's going to join us on the show here in the 4 o'clock hour.
The big news regarding South Florida sports today was that head coach Katie Meyer announced her retirement after 19 seasons as the head coach of the Canes women's basketball team. But she's not leaving the U. She'll still coach, just not on the court. She'll be mentoring and
She'll be
advising.
Lending a helping hand to the program.
That's awesome.
Absolutely love her. She has been such a great guest on this show. I don't expect that that'll end. She's been such a great guest. And like you said in the 2 o'clock hour, I mean, so many players have funneled into the WNBA playing through the Miami Hurricanes program that it's a testament to her and the university because she mentioned it in her farewell statement about, you know, being there for 19 seasons and what a commitment that is by the athletic program to the women's basketball program, by having that continuity. And it's really just a fantastic tenure by her.
And it's a testament that she's staying around because she always talks about how much she enjoys, like, the development of a person
right.
bigger than basketball, how she loves to see her girls go on and just do great things in life. And now she can't coach, but she's still going to stay around to – I guess life coach or be in the program to continue to raise these girls. Man, she's a great human being.
I hope she does some broadcasting. You know, I think she's very good when Ooh. She comes on the radio. Amy Audibert, you know, played at UM, and she's an excellent broadcaster. I hope Katie does some broadcasting, whether it's WNBA, college, you know, women's college basketball with Caitlin. Man, I'm drawing a
Clark.
Blank.
Caitlin Clark.
Really was on the radar in a way that it hadn't been in the longest time. So I think there's myriad broadcasting opportunities for her.
I heard yesterday somebody, and by the way, I would love to hear her on the call, even doing some of the men's college hoops games on ACC Network, her and Joe Zagacki, I think. That'd be cool. I heard somebody yesterday, speaking of Caitlin Clark, compare what she's done, and not just her, but Angel Reese, this new tandem of women's basketball players, specifically in the college game, compare what they've done for the women's college basketball game right now, women's basketball in general, to like Magic and Bird, the way that they launched the NBA back in the 80s. Now, I know you hear that on the surface and you think it's a wild comparison.
It's not, though.
But I'd argue it's not. It happens
it's
to be
not.
A good one.
It's really not. In fact, they're talking about new rights fees for the WNBA. But, yeah, you get Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese in the WNBA. Like, you want to be able to root for personalities. To me, the Bird-Magic comparison is so right on because when they were in college, was it Michigan State and Indiana where they were, and then went to the NBA, and it got to continue that. Yeah, it just creates it creates the storyline.
But is it social media? Because of the fact that Dana Taurasi, Candace Parker, they like I don't say they're better than Clark and Reese, but they're just as good. But it didn't catch it for them.
I don't know. I've never seen Caitlin Clark. I've never seen anyone do anything on a women's basketball court. I mean, Caitlin Clark, Steph Curry. Like you're seeing stuff that you had never seen.
But just
before
those All-Star Hall of Fame women of the past that were great, Rebecca Lobo and those people, it seems like, and I'm with you.
Game changers, though.
The game changers. These girls mean more than those players did.
The game changers come around very few and far between, which is why Steph Curry, to me, like there's so many great basketball players. Steph Curry, though, is a game changer. Just didn't see anything like him before.
Caitlin Clark special.
Yeah.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy, a little breezy in South Florida today as well. UNC leads Wagner 33-23, 5:42 remaining in the first half. Akron trails Creighton by 12 points, just under 4 minutes to play in the second half there. Creighton seems like they're about to secure a first-round victory over the Zips.
All right.
Let's go Creighton Drake.
25.5 is still the line. I mean, if you liked it at 24.5, Solana, might I suggest doubling up with 26.5 now. You can get Wagner with 26.5, Solana.
Want to shoot me a little something-something?
I can send you a little Crowder powder. Maybe. Uh-huh. You interested in a cup?
What's that going for on eBay right now?
You looking Crowder? For a lighter?
I got some lighters at the house.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I want to talk a little baseball here. Flanagan's has tweeted out a picture of the Flanagan Cup mascot with Billy the Marlin, and it says these two are up to something. Now, running it back, they did this to us last season. Mm-hmm. Remember? We fell for it.
Yep.
We're talking about it. We're like, wow, this is exciting. The foul pole is going to be the shape of a rib. And like, and it turned out that like the general manager threw out the first pitch. There were 400 people there because it was like hook, line, and sinker.
We did 2 segments on it.
We were in and came up with some brilliant ideas.
Yep.
And then they tweeted out again this morning, and I'm like, okay, rockin' rib rolls called to the bullpen. I don't know. There's a million things that they could do.
Yeah.
Solana, are we falling into the same trap here? Like, they have to have learned their lesson from the last one.
I mean, you'd hope so. And the issue with the last one more than anything was that it was an afternoon game, and it was just some guy with a beard that threw out the first pitch. It wasn't Big Daddy. It wasn't Flanagan. It was just some guy with a beard. And no disrespect to him. Nice beard. But I mean, that's it. That's what you gave us after what potentially could have been the greatest collabo in the history of South Florida with two icons. You got a guy with a beard throwing out a first pitch. It was disappointing. Hawk, I will fall into the trap again. There's no doubt about it. But I have faith that Flanagan's won't let us down this time.
They won't make that same mistake again, right?
Yes. Because you got to take it up a notch.
So I know Solana had tweeted out, we had talked about it last year, maybe the teal Flanagan's cups. You know, they have the green cups, which are ubiquitous over South Florida. If you know someone's lived in South Florida for a while, if you see the green Flanny's cup somewhere in the pantry. But they do the pink cups for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
What if they did? Have they done any other special cups?
Not that I'm aware of.
So what if they did teal cups? That would be a good promotion, right? We'd be happy with that, right?
For sure. Absolutely.
Mash up the mascots where Billy the Marlin is now inside of a cup.
Inside of a cup.
Mm-hmm.
So one fish, one cup.
I don't know about that.
No? That's too soon? Too soon.
Yeah. Like the idea anymore.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Make the pitcher's mound their fish dip.
And they throw off the dip?
Correct. Because they have good fish dip.
They do have delicious fish dip.
What kind of fish is in fish dip?
Different kinds.
Just all kinds of mashed up fish.
Yeah, well, different. It's just wherever they choose. So they got to smoke it, and then they mash it up with the mayonnaise.
Because fish dip is good.
It's delicious, yeah. I make mine out of mahi, but.
Oh, you do? Oh, you're fancy.
Yeah, kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Well, this would have to be marlin, right?
Right. Can you do that?
You could smoke marlin. I don't know how cost efficient that would be.
Something with the rockin' rib rolls. Maybe they have the Islas Canarias stand there where you can buy croquetas and coffee. Maybe just a Flanagan's branded
kiosk.
You can potentially have the greatest two South Florida food icons in the same building, Islas Canarias croquetas, which are goated, and Flanagan's rib rolls, which are also goated, in the same location for people to just go back and forth and buy from you. I mean, the Marlins are unleashing all-you-can-eat tickets and all these new ideas. I'm taking vuvuzelas to the park now again. Bro, you have it all set up for you right here. Rib rolls and Islas Canarias croquetas in the same building. That's it. That's all you need to get South Floridians out to the ballpark.
Surround the pitcher's mound with ribs.
Mm.
Like bones of ribs.
What about a new home run sculpture that's in the shape of a slab of ribs?
Mm.
And remember how it used to spray water or something? The barbecue sauce.
Squirts out. Pours down the side.
I mean,
I like that.
Embrace who you are. But you know what this is shaping up to be, you know. The seventh inning stretch is brought to you by Flanagan's. Try the Joe's meal deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be like, come on.
They're gonna pull. They're gonna pull that Flanagan's truck and park it on Calle Ocho right outside of the arena. The Flanagan's St. Patrick's Day tour is the biggest. I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's bizarre. Hey, we're driving our truck around to every Flanagan's location.
Yeah, but they give away stuff.
Huh?
But they give stuff away.
Like what? What are they giving away?
They give away gift cards and stuff for the restaurant. Listen, Flanagan's doesn't need help on St. Patrick's Day. So they're doing that out of the kindness of their hearts. Like, they don't need to do it. Like, they're named Flanagan's. It's St. Patrick's Day. People want to drink beer, and oh, the place is Irish. Like, they don't need to do anything, to be quite honest. But if you're going to team up with the Marlins, who notoriously have had a difficult time attracting, you know, fans, and they've done a much better job of it as of late, but now you're going to have, like we mentioned yesterday, the all-you-can-eat section and the vuvuzelas and the party-like atmosphere. Take advantage of this budding relationship with Flanagan's. And take it to the next level. Again, I don't know what the next level is, but I know it wasn't Bob from the Sunrise Store throwing out the first pitch in front of 40 people.
The Marlins need to maximize this.
Yes.
Flanagan. And let me tell you, they do well on St. Patrick's Day, but those other 364, they're doing pretty well.
That is true. You know, they're not hurting.
They're not hurting. So, yeah, the Marlins need to maximize this.
What about, somebody tweeted this to me, the green Flanagan's Cup mascot. Include him in the mascot races that are now back at Lone Depot Park.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Because what are the races now?
The tentacle?
No.
The octopus?
It's the chickens.
Oh, it's the chickens?
Right, right. Yeah. No, roosters, right?
Roosters. Yeah.
Let one of them little kombucha monkeys wear a Flanagan's cup and ride a border collie.
So back to the monkeys riding dogs that you've been
best idea ever
promoting for 10 years.
Nobody's utilizing me. Think about it. A little monkey with a cup on the back of a border collie.
What about shaping the outfield turf into a Flanagan's cup? Because it's already green, and, you know, they do amazing things with the turf decorations. Like,
yeah.
Like how they cut it?
Yeah.
That is actually a good
idea. That's a good idea. Yeah. Or the Flanagan's logo.
Yes.
Or a guy with a beard. Big Daddy.
A picture of Big Daddy.
A picture of Big Daddy. Maybe make the home run sculpture Big Daddy. Big Daddy comes up, he yells home run, and then he goes back into the compartment.
And then a slab of ribs shoot up and barbecue sauce.
I don't know. Right, but again, we're falling into the same trap that we did last season, which is we're coming up with all these ideas, and it's going to be, I'm just, prepare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's excited at the Marlins or at Flanagan's as we are about the potential collabo.
We're trying to make this great.
Right? Like, we want this to be, like, where every other ballpark is like, wow, I wish we could have rock and rib rolls. I wish, you know, whatever, we could have the Joe's meal deal.
What about if they give...
No, terrible idea, Jimmy.
No. Listen to me.
You didn't even give an idea yet.
But let me speak.
I know. I was making a joke.
Every game, if they score five runs...
Nah, I was right. I'm teasing. Go ahead, Jimmy.
If they score five runs, they give free half rib rolls.
Jimmy, how do you give away a half of
roll? I'm sorry, what, half ribs.
I got to share
ribs.
It with the guy sitting next to me? Hey, here's a rib. What else do you want to give away? A half of a mozzarella stick?
Sure. Just break a piece off of it.
Jimmy, I'm just teasing. I was going to jump all over you for whatever you did there.
Great idea, Jimmy.
Half of a rib roll? I mean, what is going on here, Jimmy? What did you say, five runs in an inning?
No, the five runs, if they score five runs in a game, a half rack of ribs. There you go, half rack of ribs.
To everyone in the ballpark?
Why not?
Why not? Because they're going to lose their asses on that. The Panthers here are charging $23 for a potato.
Or $5 off for the...
Giving away racks of ribs.
Holy mackerel. A half a rack of ribs for free for everyone in the ballpark? Wow. You're witnessing the demise of Flanagan's if the Marlins have a decent season.
Them bats get going. Boy, they're in trouble.
All right, we got to take a break here. We're at Amerant Bank Arena. You're going to get some Panthers hockey tonight. And Doug Plagans will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We still have a lot of stuff to get to. I completely have been fooled again by Flanagan. I know that they're going to pull the rug out from under us, Solana. Like, this is so set up for this to be just wildly disappointing. Do you remember? I remember it was like tomorrow we make the announcement last year. And then the tweet came out that they're throwing out the first pitch, which, by the way, I've done. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was I remember looking at Twitter, and I'm like, huh? You're what? A two what? A two what?
What?
It could have got Hawk to come.
Two what?
Joe from Sunrise.
Anyway, don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida!
And Crowder.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Look at that. Jimmy's picking the music. He picked a little Jimi Hendrix, and Tree is singing along for the first time. I mean, let's go. Jimmy, you've redeemed yourself after your terrible half a slab of ribs idea.
I sure did.
Funny, man. I literally was going to jump all over him, whatever he said, but then what he said was ridiculous. He came up with give away a half of a rockin' rib roll, which I don't even know how he'd cut that in half, and then give away a slab of ribs.
Everybody in the ballpark. Good grief.
I mean, Jimmy, they draw 20,000 people sometimes on the weekends. That's a big loss that Flanagan's would have to eat if the Marlins scored 5 runs.
I mean, you could give it to one winner, like just randomly choose somebody to win.
Yeah. Give away one rib?
Yeah, flesh it out, Jimmy. Flesh it out.
Like how it. Much for one rib? What kind of promotion is that, Jimmy? One rib from 20,000 people there.
I should just stop talking.
You got changed for 100.
It's halftime of your UNC game, Solana. So you've got what? Wagner plus 24 and a half?
Wagner plus 24 and a half.
They're down 12?
They're down 12.
All right. Because the line is 23 and a half now. So now you've got a good line.
I do. I feel good about it right now.
All right. I am going to bet. Just looking for the FAU game tomorrow.
My cups cost more than 10 cents.
Such a great scene. How much for one rib? My cups cost more. Panthers tonight, as long as I got the gambling app open here. Panthers are minus 190 favorites over Nashville tonight. And if you're interested in any first bucket, last bucket NBA games.
Nobody's interested in that.
I might
be. It sounds kind of cool because if you win the first half of that bet, now you've got like a real, you've got a horse in the game when it comes to the end of the game, which it is a literal crapshoot at the end of the game.
Yes.
Who's going to, most of the time, right? Who's going to take the last basket? Because sometimes nobody needs to score or they start fouling people. I mean, does a free throw count?
I don't think so. No, it's not a basket. It's not a made basket.
Right.
That's too
much. Wow.
No, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now you're locked in the whole game, but nothing matters in the second or third quarter.
Correct.
It's just the end of the
fourth. But you're playing it out in your head.
The game doesn't matter, really. The game, the outcome, who's winning, who's losing, does not matter in any way. It just matters who's making the first bucket and who's making the last bucket.
I understand the concept.
Right, and it doesn't – I'm telling you, it's not doing it justice, me just explaining it. Make that bet tonight, and you're good. I was locked in from the opening tip, which is – usually, you know, like, who cares? You don't start paying attention to an NBA game till fourth quarter. The opening tip. I just saw that the Pelicans play tonight.
They do in Orlando.
So tomorrow the Heat are getting them on the second night of a back-to-back?
That's how it works, Hawk, if they play tonight.
Interesting. I'm feeling good about tomorrow.
They're taking Zion's over?
I am.
He's that big and has to run around two nights in a row?
What's his over tonight? Let's see. Zion, 22 and a half tonight against Orlando. Orlando's good.
Yeah, no, tonight I can see, but tomorrow his ankle and feet are going to be hurt. You know he has sore feet.
But listen to this. The Magic to score the first and the last. Oh, it's not basket. It's first and last point. So free throw does count.
Oh, okay.
So the Magic to score the first and last point of the game is plus 190. Oh, you're not sold? The Pelicans to score the first and last point of the game is plus 190. I mean,
it's just a prayer.
What about, you could bet both sides.
Hawk, what about first player to score?
I don't like that. I need more chances than just one guy out of 10. But if you bet both sides of that at plus 190, the only way you could lose is if a different team scores the first point and the last point.
I get the concept.
It's almost a sure thing.
It's not a sure thing.
It feels like it's almost a sure thing.
Oh, man, you're going to have me make this silly bet.
We are absolutely betting this.
We are. 100,
and you're going to be addicted to this. Like this was cash pop to me. A cash pop, I'm like, pick one number. How exciting is that? It's the most exciting thing ever invented by a lottery. That's all.
7 at 2 p.m.
All right, 4 o'clock is somebody texts in. Y'all need to get to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting. Problem is I can't be anonymous. Other than that, I check all the boxes. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines, and Doug Plagans will join us. We'll talk some Panthers hockey with him in the 4 o'clock hour. We're live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers hockey tonight. Panthers and Predators. You'll hear it on this very radio station.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Who's your favorite Beatle? Offset?
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.